so that you could increase the amount of hay that you could take on the wagon?
Yeah, I've seen them. I wouldn't have the spice to know what to call them.
Have you ever heard that called a rack, hay rack or something?
Hay
like
rack,
that
sounds very nice.
Mm-hmm. You're not particularly familiar with that, though.
Yeah. Hay rack, Thomas.
Well, say if Farmer wanted to keep his horses inside in bad weather, where would he probably put them?
Barn.
Okay. Is there any shelter that strikes you exclusively?
Stable, as a normal word, I think. But those stables, I think, are more... Stables can be a part of a barn, or they can be an entirely different structure. Usually, I think you associate stables more with riding horses. But if you were a farmer and you really used a lot of horses, you'd probably have a very specialized structure just for horses, which would include the bins for their feed and watering areas and things like that, troughs and all the good stuff that go along with it, plus the quarters for them and everything.
Did farmers around here ever have a place where they would pin up their cattle until they got a lot of manure there and then use it, you know, for fertilizer later on?
I'm sure they must have before chemical fertilizers came in back in the 40s, 30s, and 40s. They'd probably call that a feedlot, perhaps. Now, that might be more for the stock buyers, a feedlot. But they'd probably call that, they just use a barn, probably, and put in a lot of straw and let it compost and then spread it around. The wagon they used to spread it with was called a honey wagon. I know that much, though.
A honey wagon.
Honey wagon, yes. Because of the odor of it. Rank is the one.
Smells so sweet.
Smells so sweet, yes.
Well, are there any farms around here where you would have cows raised exclusively for milk production?
I'm sure that there are quite a few farmers who have at least a cow for milk production, but I know of no real farm that is a dairy around here right offhand. Now, I don't have a great extensive knowledge. There might be one here in Brundage called Hastings Dairy, and I've heard of that before, and it may be here in Brundage, but I'm not too sure.
Would you ever use that word dairy to describe anything other than a farm where you raise milk cows?
Milk goats?
A dairy?
Mm-hmm. For goats, sure.
Around here?
I know people who raise goats. Now, once again, I'm saying I don't know if they milk them, but I would assume that they would. Mm-hmm. It'd be very sadistic not to.
But you would only associate the word dairy with a...
Generally, very generally with just cows.
What about something like Foremost?
That's in Montgomery. I would call that... I don't say that's around here. Now, if you want to say around here within 50 miles, sure, Foremost will have these big dairy spreads up in Montgomery.
Well, I mean a place, you know, where they bottle the stuff.
That would be a dairy, yeah.
A dairy
manufacturing.
Well, say in the day...
A milk plant. A dairy plant more than anything else.
Let's say in the days before people had much refrigeration, how would they keep perishables like milk and butter?
Very quickly they'd use them. They had very little choice to milking. They might use a spring house.
What is that?
A spring house is a house where you are. So it's sort of a rock structure. It's made out of blocks and things like that below the ground. So that would make it sort of a geothermal type thing, of course, utilizing the cooling the warmth of the ground, but it usually has a spring running through it. Some water has been channeled into it, and the idea is that water comes in cool. They don't let it come in from the surface and get hot, but they bring it in like an underground stream or something and run it through there with some pipes maybe to get cool, and that will keep that food at a lower temperature. Those were very common back many years ago, but they're not very common nowadays.
You ever heard of a place like that that utilized flowing water called a dairy?
It may have been, but I've never heard of that. No, I never heard of that use of the word dairy, no.
What about just lowering your milk and butter down a well, keep it cool that way?
That probably worked too, yeah.
Ever heard of people doing that?
They might have. Butter wouldn't be such a hassle in terms of spoiling, really. Butter would probably stay pretty good for a long time.